Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
Flint was staring down the horde of zombies having just killed Nergoth Bladelord.
Are they running or shambling?
They're not slow, but they're definitely not running.
I don't know what that means. Guys, we've got three options. Zombie horde, don't know, more drakes.
Or do you guys just want to run?
Let's fucking run.
You all begin to book it. Nulara, you make room. As you carry forward, you see members of the cult of the dragon that you are now charging towards.
Guys, we just need to keep them busy till our horde of zombies is here to help us.
You four pile through them, knocking them to the side. Nulara, you turn to see the eyes of a dragon looking right at you. As you clear the hallway, lightning comes down the hallway and strikes the remaining cultists.
I think we just want to keep heading, like, deeper towards the center.
Flint, as you and Nulara move the last boulder, you realize that the light source is coming from a monstrous building. Screams and roars come from over the edges as another blare of the Dracorn sounds, and you are looking at the Temple of Tiamat. Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. We're a D&D 5th edition actual play podcast, and I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore, and with me today is Amy Moore.
I'm Amy Moore. I play Thea Amastasia, and the thing that bugs me the most is when I step in a puddle with socks on. Nothing enrages me more.
I feel like that was pointed. Also with me, Carla Johnson.
I am Carla Johnson. I play Nulara Moonbrook. I just try not to let the, like, petty bothers of day-to-day life, like, really get me down, you know, and try to, like, just stay really positive all the time. So
for Carla. That's for you.
That's, I mean, that's not true. I get irritated about everything all the time, but I just wanted to tease Amy because I love her.
And Tom Laird.
Yeah, that's me. I play Flint Firebeard, and I'm straight up 100% with Amy on this one. Let's get into it. Puddles on the floor, socks, fuck, just the worst. See, Paisley's on.
Paisley agrees.
What's up?
This is our new podcast called What Did You Step In? Each week we delve into what we stepped in this week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I stepped in a lot of snow yesterday because I hiked up to Heart Lake. And let me tell you, there's a lot of snow up there.
Mm, fair enough.
So there's that. Russ was just
Russ
kidding,
like,
but now we're
no,
doing
guys,
it.
I didn't really want to.
I stepped onto a baseball field.
Oh,
I didn't step into it, but I stepped onto it. So that was fun. We had an informal softball practice.
You know what?
Sexy pitches back at.
That's right.
We cut off our stepped in podcast here. You and if you want more of this stepped in podcast, you got to visit us over on Patreon, where we might talk about what we stepped in one of the goog hangs. So look forward to that coming up, everybody. whenever that is. But patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, you can come over there and check out what we've got going on. And that what we've got going on is a great community that you can be part of for anywhere from $1 up a month. You can get some great bonus rewards and tiers. No, great rewards, bonus content at different tiers.
There it is.
That was a struggle.
You got there, though. Good for you.
It was tough. Sorry. Sorry, everybody. We also dedicate an episode to a patron. And today's patron is Devin Michaels.
Hey, thanks, Devin.
Hey, thanks, Devin.
Devin, you're the best.
Thank you, Devin.
Two first names again.
First names again.
Yeah. Because sometimes it happened, we had right. a previous yeah, patron who has two first names, like a first right. name, first last yeah, name.
You know, all those people named Michaels as a first name?
Yeah. Yeah. How many people do you know named Michaels?
Almost.
So close.
I mean, there's that.
That's all I have to say. That's my whole defense.
So close.
You're so like Mario there for a second. I was so close.
It's a me. I'm so close.
Oh, that's good.
And yet, off you were so
start here. So patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. So close.
So close.
Can this episode be called So Close? I guess it depends how it turns out.
It depends.
We die this episode. It's called So Close.
Almost made it to TMA. Almost.
New house rule. I think if anyone rolls like a crit fail, they have to immediately say, so close.
At least today. At least
yes,
today.
At least today's session.
Oh, well, obviously. No. After we killed today. Jokes. We can't yeah. even jokes remember dead. How to play the game from week to week. We certainly can't remember jokes from week to week.
Speaking of which, fuck it. Let's play D&D.
Okay.
Right.
You four step out of this caved-in entryway into the caldera of the Well of the Dragons. You look and you see over the rubble ahead of you the peak of twisting cornices reaching up of the five towers of the Temple of Tiamat. You look to the sky and you see a swirling storm and cyclone that has built since you went into the volcano. You see metallic and chromatic dragons tearing each other apart in the sky. Roars and calls and screams of battle surround you, bouncing off the walls of the volcano.
I'm going to change back into my regular, as I say. Holy shit, you guys.
Yeah, that about sums it up.
At least we're heading in the right direction. We've got to be, right?
Yeah, I mean, if this isn't where we want to be, then I don't know where we want to be.
Agreed. I mean, I don't want to be here.
Oh, no, that's not what I meant.
To be
but,
clear.
You know, yeah. to finish the job, we need to be here.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, guys, let's finish the job.
Do we see, like you basically described, like a, like it's a big tower, but with five towers, I think, right?
Yeah. So you kind of see the peaks right now because you're kind of down in a collapsed portion of the volcano. So you can't really see the full scope of the tower from where you are. If you so desired, you could move somewhere to do that.
Actually, I think we live here now. So
we can. See, this is what I'm asking. All right, so you set up a homestead, and
that's what I was wondering. If like, so we've kind of cleared all this rubble, we've made it through, and like, are we on the exterior of a building, or do we like see paths, or like,
what is in our immediate vicinity as opposed to just like the scale of the battle beyond.
You are in a collapsed pit. So what you see is just rubble from rock and...
we're in a hole.
You're in a hole.
We're in a hole. You guys, we have to climb our way out of this
hole. I'm trying to fancy describe this hole.
No, it was too fancy.
But I should just say you're in a hole.
Don't be too fancy for us.
Russ, you never need to fancy describe a hole.
I didn't get it.
Fair enough.
No, for the love of God. Touché. We're like, what kind of special area are we in? You're not, you guys. You dug yourselves into a hole. Nice job. Can I carefully clamber to the top and just peer over in a sneaky way? Because we don't know what's up there.
Yeah. How deep is the hole we're in?
The hole itself is quite large. Like, longest point, like 150 feet. Widest part, almost 100 feet.
Less of a hole, more of a crater then?
Well, yeah. It's a very large volcano.
Yeah, a big old hole.
I tried to fancy describe it because it was more than a hole, but it, I mean, you just hear that it
you
was
You guys
hole.
Are in a little more than a hole. yes, I get it.
You're in a collapsed crater within a volcano. When anybody would like to begin walking up, it would be considered difficult terrain for those that affects. So a dexterity athletics roll.
So it's obviously a fairly steep sides out. What if we used a ladder?
Does anyone have a ladder?
If only someone had a ladder. If only someone had
a
rod of lordly might.
Wait a minute, guys. I get to help us out here with this here ladder.
Flint, it's genius. I love it. Let's do it.
You know, this ladder's coming real handy a bunch of times. This always makes me feel like a fucking hero to have this thing. So I press
big, too.
I press the corresponding rod button and extend it into ladder form.
Do you say something like, go gadget ladder?
I don't believe I've ever said anything for it, but, make ladder go now.
That new intellect headband is really working
right?
out.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's bringing you all those real good words.
Yep.
You begin scaling up the ladder. And you, it takes a quick minute, but you get to the top of the hole that you're in. And you are now on the edge, and you look out before you, and the caldera is blanketed beneath bones of hundreds of dead dragons. But that is not the most arresting feature. A mind-numbing structure that you saw the peak of looks like it has pushed up beneath the tangled bones to tower above the blasted volcano. Partly volcanic ash fused with dragon bones and partly stone imbued with the dark magic of the Nine Hells itself, the Temple of Tiamat is all chaotic angles and jutting buttresses. Within that snarl of cornices and soaring angulation, you make out 5 asymmetric towers topped by twisting steeples, and you see landing atop those towers one of each of the different 5 colored chromatic dragons.
Do they see us?
Yeah, are these living dragons or are they like sculptures built in at the top of the towers?
No, sorry, they are just landing.
Oh, okay. All right, perfect.
They are alive. You are kind of hidden among different bones and stones. So they have not seen you directly as of this moment.
Well, I guess, yeah, dragon bones, huge.
Yeah, the scale of this place is enormous.
Yeah.
I feel so tiny.
All we know is that this was the way to where they're doing the ceremony. Not particularly helpful now that we've arrived here, outside this fucking monstrosity. What do you want to do?
Should we just try to make our way to the tower? I mean, if there's a sacrifice going on, couldn't it be there?
Yep. I mean, certainly that's the direction we need to go. Sneakily.
Let's go in that direction.
Everybody make a stealth check.
Do I have to make a stealth check for my owl?
Yep. Yeah, how's guacamole getting around? Now that you're out in the open.
Just, like, walking just carefully. Like,
just on her tippy toes, real slow.
Okay. I rolled for myself.
Were you so close?
Oh, so close. I rolled an 8 plus 1.
Okay.
So 9. Oh, God. And Guacamole got a 5. Oh, plus 4. So she got a 9.
There we go.
It would have been better. Those aren't sneaky rolls, you guys.
I got a 16 with Flint.
Don't walk near me. I'm super loud.
Okay.
I got a 12, and Donnie got a 13.
You, not so quietly for the most part, are kind of climbing through these bones and around large boulders that have broken free. You are about 200 feet from the tower. So you are trying very hard to stay hidden from the chromatic dragons, who seem to now be turning towards one side of the tower that is away from your direction. As you continue to get closer, you hear orders quietly being called from around the far side of the temple the closer you get. And as these orders are being called, you see the 5 chromatic dragons leap up into the sky and begin circling the location.
Double cheeseburger, fries, no ketchup.
Oh, it's the dragon drive-thru, of course.
I'm sorry, I'm stressed out right now.
Yep.
There are so many big things.
As they are soaring around, you hear another blast of the Dracorn that echoes off the walls of the inside of the volcano.
Can I use my looky-loo to see if I can see what they're circling with a little more clarity? Or is it blocked out by the tower?
From what you can gauge by what you can hear from where the orders are coming from, it's coming around the far side of the tower itself.
Okay.
So if you were to see them, you would have to physically walk around.
Yeah, that doesn't sound great. We should just get to where we're going then.
You kind of keep an eye on them, and they are circling, getting lower and lower to the one side of the tower. And you have made it to the side of the tower.
And is there a conveniently placed door?
Not at your current position.
Too bad.
Any windows?
I mean, I've often heard that if there isn't a door, sometimes there's a window that might be open.
Sometimes there's a window.
Yeah.
Very high up in the tower, there appear to be slats that could be construed as windows.
Are they like human body size sneak through slats?
It's very high up. It's hard to tell exactly how wide they are, but they would probably be very big.
How high up is very high up?
The tower itself is probably 300 to 400 feet tall.
And these windows are...
somewhere kind of mid-range there, so 100 to 150 feet.
You guys want to hop on Guacamole's back and fly up to one of those windows?
I'm a little reticent to fly up with the dragons flying around. It seems like that would make us more visible.
It's a fair point.
Yeah, you're probably right. Okay. Should we continue to walk around the side of the tower, essentially?
I mean, there's got to be a way in somewhere, right? Or do dragons just fly in the top? Maybe.
Oh, could be. Like a helicopter pad?
Exactly. Yeah, but someone has to do...
the cultists got to, like, get in and out, right? I don't know a lot about, like... dragon architecture.
Sure.
But what else are we going to do other than pick left or right and go that way?
Yeah, so they're kind of on the other side of the tower from us, Russ, correct?
Yes, that is what you are making out.
Okay, so it would be like whichever way we went, it would be essentially the same distance, or are we shaded to one side more than the other? Because if we go around the side that they're like furthest away from us, that gives us more time to go around without being discovered, in theory.
Yeah, if you were to, say, go right, you would probably be closer than if you went left. Like, you would reach their location quicker okay. than if you went left around the building.
So, long way around is left.
Well, my legs are tired. Let's go right ways.
I came to the opposite conclusion.
Me too. I was thinking, let's not go where the troops seem to be amassing. Let's go the other way around.
Oh, okay. Let's go that way.
Yeah, where maybe we can stay a little more hidden for a few more minutes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, no, that's better. Thea doesn't strategize.
My dogs are barking, guys. Let's get right to it.
The dragons don't kill me. My feet will. Right?
Come on. These boots are murder.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
You begin walking, and you hear a couple things. Above the orders, you hear screams forming. You see the dragons begin to stop circling, and they begin to soar down to the volcano floor. You also hear a loud cracking boom from off in the distance. If you look, you see clouds beginning to push and make way.
Before we walk any further, I say, okay, guys, so something I was just thinking, because you guys are so good at the strategy stuff and everything, but here's something we just haven't tried before. I'm just going to throw it out there. What if from a place of hiding where I can see people, before we like get into the thick of it, I can like hurt them with some of my ranged spells?
I love it. It's a great idea.
You know, could just open up maybe some moonbeam or blight some bitches or something, but they won't see me or you guys, and we'll have a bit of an advantage.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think that's a real good plan. I don't know why we've never thought of it before.
I don't know why it took me this long, but you know what? I'm here where it counts.
So. I mean, I think where we are right now, we're kind of exposed. So I think unless there's no other solution, that might be plan B, and maybe finding a way in this tower stealthily might be good.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. We still need to get in here, but I think, like, if we get in here and we see people before they see us and I forget my plan,
okay.
I've at least told you guys
perfect
that this is a viable option for us. Let's go.
So you're continuing along your path.
And we do that real sneaky walk that they do in cartoons.
Mm-hmm. All right, so super slow.
Yep.
All right. So at that pace, you're going to be walking for kind of a long time.
Well, we do it a little faster.
Well, I mean, okay. A little bit faster.
Normal pace.
Plunk, 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 plunk.
Yes.
Plunk. Yep, got it. Okay, so you continue your trek around the building. As you get closer to where you assumed the dragons landed or were circling, the screams become more intense and
human
louder.
Screams?
One could presume, yep.
Are they screaming things or just general, like,
just
screams.
General screams of perhaps pain and or agony. If you were to roll an insight, I'd give it to you because it'd be pretty low.
13.
Yep. Definite pain and or agony and or fear. I'll give you fear for that one too.
Can we tell which kind of direction the screams are coming from, or are they just kind of at the tower and that's all we can tell?
Because of the tricks, you can kind of hear them all around you, but it's also from the direction that you are walking close to where the dragons had landed.
Okay.
I mean, those screams sound like they could be, maybe.
Sacrifices?
Some sacrifices.
All right.
Stands to reason. So maybe we go see what we can see. And
I mean, I do have that looky-loo. If we're still far away.
You continue to walk, taking a glance around every corner as you go. And you come to the final tower to walk around as you have kind of counted them out as you have been going around. And you look, who looks around the corner? Or do you kind of go three heads at a time there?
Three
shotgun lowest head.
Yeah.
I mean, stands to reason, so yeah. Middle head?
All right.
I'm the tallest?
You are the tallest.
Comedic style, you poke your heads out and you look to see people being tossed into the air into dragons' mouths. And a group of them surrounded by the five chromatic dragons.
How big of a group are we seeing? How many people in this group? About.
And how are they being thrown into, like, the dragons are grabbing them and throwing them up and catching them up like popcorn?
Oh, they're playing with them. Fuck. like yeah. Orcas play with yeah. seals.
Oh, that's right.
You and I, Carla, made the same face as soon as he said that. We were both like...
yeah.
So,
you see, well, at this point, there probably looks to be about 20 people remaining.
But does it seem... It doesn't sound like it seems ritualistic, but does it seem ritualistic? Or the dragons are just being, like, hungry and fucking gross?
I mean, they are surrounded in a specific order.
I mean, in defense of the dragons, if you put a hungry Tom in front of a pizza, it's gonna get gross. So...
it's gonna get gross.
You could probably infer that these are the sacrifices.
Okay.
Well, I mean, feed people to five different dragons.
In yeah, a specific
five
order.
Heads of Tiamat.
I guess I was like, in my mind, I was mm-hmm. picturing like priests doing rituals.
Like
ritual
murders. Temple of Doom
yes.
type stuff.
As opposed
yeah.
to
carving
like,
things on their bodies.
Kalima, yeah.
Yeah, whatnot, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it makes sense. Five dragons eating people. Like, it all tracks.
Do we know anything about this ritual? Because I just worked in a library.
Okay. Roll a library check.
Okay, my dice is going to be a
either Arcana
fuck off, never
or
mind.
History.
No. It's a 12. It's a 15.
Yeah. No.
Sorry. Do I know that... Here's my specific piece of information I'm looking for.
Okay.
Do I know that the sacrifices have to be living before ingested by the dragons? I'm about to get Machiavelli in on this shit.
No,
guys.
I was thinking the same thing. Like, if we kill the people, are we helping them or
sure.
are we stopping them?
Yeah, that's my question. Like, oh, yay, they're all dead. Thank you for coming in and doing that. Or, because I did work in a library.
She's got those library powers.
Dragons are my favorite enemy. Maybe I've, like, I mean, you'd think we would learn as much as there was to learn.
I have a dragonborn in my head. Maybe he knows something.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
All right, everybody fucking roll. I'm going to
okay.
give you something
oh,
here,
okay.
but
okay.
I'm just
keep
trying to think
you.
how to phrase it.
Okay.
From your readings and from your inner head and from your just general knowledge about dragons, they prefer to eat things alive, but the ritual itself does not necessarily dictate alive or dead. Although sacrifices generally means things have to be alive first. Mm. But it does not specify... if they were to die by a third party, and then if the dragons were to eat them, there's no subtext or
there's
or
no footnote
anecdote. Yeah, no
yeah,
footnote
right.
there, as
right.
they might not have run into that yet. It will right. be in version 2.0 next millennia.
Yeah. So this definitely doesn't seem just kind of like as animalistic as I first pictured in my head. It's more like calculated.
Yeah.
Guys, I was really hoping that there was going to be a way for us to not have to try and fight five dragons.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anybody yep. coming up with anything? Because, like...
Can we sneak by these dragons somehow that are busy eating these people? Sorry, people. But, I mean, in order for a ritual to happen, there's got to be some magic casters somewhere. There has to be some sorcerers or wizards or... somebody.
At that moment, you hear the same crushing crack come from the same direction as where you saw something rolling amidst the clouds. And you turn and you see a massive ice fortress.
Is it a fucking ice giant's castle?
A flying ice fortress?
Floating down through the clouds. And it crashes into the lip of the volcano and is basically charging across the floor of the volcano. The dragons turn to look and see this, and they throw as many people up in the air as they can and begin flying towards it. You see aboard, you see frost giants readying weapons and waiting for the iceberg to slow down. Well, hello there. Welcome to the middle part. It's us. People you were just listening to previously.
Yeah, just a few seconds ago.
I love that we haven't figured out, like, the proper way to get into these yet.
I mean, I had it. I had it down 70 episodes.
We just showed up and just flipped the table.
And then I was like, hey, guys, come on in. And now it's just not there. You know what else you might have seen on our social feeds? That we got a big old invite to Hollywood.
Yeah.
Hollywood. And by we all, I mean two of us. So Amy and I are going. Tom.
Oh, it's all right. I would have loved to go, but as it turned out, I already had vacation plans in that exact same time period. So I'm not missing out too badly.
Carla's got that wedding she's planning. Yeah, we're that the too. Only ones who have enough free time, not enough on our social platter, as it were, to be unavailable for this event. So,
but what is this event? This event is D&D Live 2019, The Descent. So, yeah, we're going to Hollywood, and we got invited by Wizards of the Coast to go play their new module with a whole bunch of other great podcasters, including the Broadswords and Venture Maidens and Taking Initiative and Drunks and Dragons. There's a whole list.
So many people.
So awesome.
So it's much more awesome than us. I can't wait to surround myself in all that awesomeness.
You know what? I was listening to Drunks and Dragons today. They don't listen to us, so they'll never know. They were talking about how they're very nervous about the live shows. So, you know, we're nervous about them too. So we're just all nervous.
Speak for yourself. I was on stage like the other day and I'm like, yes, I need a crowd of people clapping in my life.
Well,
Amy, I feel like if you could roll for some sort of performance check while you're playing and bring your tap shoes with you, I feel like that would really really seal the deal for whatever you were trying to do in that game.
Just build it into your character. They haven't announced how they're doing characters, but I mean, you just put a little note. Also does tap dancing.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You're a bard who tap dances. I'm a bard
who tap dances.
That's your instrument.
And it's my instrument.
Happy feet, motherfuckers.
Happy feet.
You're a penguin bard who
dances. Sorry, wizards, we won't swear. We promise.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yeah, gonna have to probably keep it clean. It's a family event or something.
Oh, we really shouldn't have sent Amy then.
Right? Oh, God, sorry.
Anyways, that's in May, the 17th, 18th, and 19th. If you're going to be in the Los Angeles / Hollywood area, or you live there, or you're near there, you should come see us and hang out with us and all that great stuff, because it's going to be an amazing event, and tickets are on sale soon, if not already. So check out the website that's linked in the description. Now, we're going to talk about something different.
Now for something completely different.
If you're liking what we're doing and you see us in Los Angeles and you really like what we've got going on, maybe you visit us on Patreon, patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, where you can join the sweet community and get some sweet bonus rewards for supporting us.
Like a game that Tom runs, a side scroller. Mm-hmm. So awesome. Russ plays a kitty cat.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I do. A chatty cat.
There's also other things if you don't want to hear Russ be a chatty cat.
Final thanks to Sirenscape for some of the amazing atmosphere in today's episode. Make sure you check them out at sirenscape.com to bring your games to life. And the next episode, it'll be out next Wednesday, April 17th. So let's get back to it. We're getting close to that Tiamat. Getting close. Nearing the end.
And close to my birthday.
Oh, fun.
Little teaser for next week. Have a great week. We'll talk soon.
All right, so they're all distracted.
It appears to be at the moment, yes.
And some sacrifices have been left in the middle?
Not many, because there was some talk about things.
Well, yeah, they threw things.
Yeah.
But and yeah, I assume they threw as many as they could up into the air and then caught and ate them?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, I just imagine them being like, whoop, 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 yeah. Seen a few.
Yeah, there appears to be 3 to 5 people still left running now.
Running where?
Away from the tower.
I would say anywhere at this point is probably better.
Well, no, I know, but if there was like an entrance or something from where they were brought into it, I'm assuming they weren't brought through a hole that they had to take boulders apart and then crawl themselves out of a crater and then around
that's how everyone gets in here, Amy.
I don't think it is. then maybe we could, maybe going in that direction, we might find some people to kill. I don't want to fight dragons, you guys. We're gonna fucking die.
Yes.
You continue to see the people running across the volcano. And from around the tower, you see blasts of energy following behind them, striking one of them in the back as he falls to the ground.
I mean, now is probably a good time to get on guacamole and ride up somewhere.
Well, if I follow that blast of energy?
Like, can, well, I mean, that did open we see window. A muzzle flare? Like, do we know where it came from?
Didn't appear to be a dragon blast, more a magical spell right. cast.
I think I could tell that as a spell cast.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's, like, what that that's what I'm yeah. wondering. So we didn't see where it came from.
Yeah, no, it came out from further around the tower where you could not see specifically who or what cast it.
Well, I mean, let's go fucking see. The dragons are as distracted as they're gonna get,
yeah.
right?
I'm yeah, on board. I guess so.
You continue to walk around and two more blasts go out, hitting two more of the
Okay, now we run people. Around.
You run around and you see a massive lit entrance to the Temple of Tiamat. And standing at the gate, I'm assuming you're peeking around
peeking.
Rather than just
Absolutely.
Bolting around the
Always
corner.
Always peeking.
You see three red-robed wizards standing at the gate.
Guys, I'm gonna use a spell. I'm doing, like, mad hand gestures.
One of them casts more spells than fires them out at the remaining people, and two of them begin to turn and walk back into the temple.
I'm gonna cast Stone Skin upon myself. Before they exited, I was hoping to hit them all with Eldritch Blast.
You can most certainly give it a go.
Guys, I'm gonna blast. And so...
One per each.
Okay. I just feel like I had already rolled that and it was an 18, and for some reason I just decided to roll again.
Well, you gotta roll it three times.
Okay, so. Well, this one's a 15.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
This one's a 26.
There we go.
And this one's a 26. I've peeked around the corner and I've essentially just, like, put my fingers out like a type of motion.
Thea makes weird cat noises, throws Eldritch Blasts out. The one red wizard who is looking towards you, he sees them coming, and he deflects the one that is going to hit him. The other two hit the backs of the other two red wizards, and they take...
8 and 7.
They are struck by these. They let out a cry of pain, turn to look, and the other red wizard yells to them to get back inside. They run and begin closing the door as the red wizard turns and continues to run. Roll for initiative.
Guys, I think we're heading inside. I got a 12.
I got a 16.
I got an 11.
The two wizards who were running for the door and beginning to close it, it is their turn, and they continue to push the large, heavy doors closed. Now it is Flint's turn. You are a fair distance from anybody in terms of travel distance. 75 to 100 feet from the door.
All right. Can I dash on closer to the door as best I can?
Mm-hmm. So if you dash, you're going to move double your speed.
Yep. So that'll get me roughly 50 feet away from the door.
Okay.
And can I see either one of the red wizards that are attempting to close the door? Like, are they visible at all?
No. They would be more behind the doors, pushing them closed.
I know previously, Russ, that you've been in control of when Bort takes over for me.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way that I can trigger that if I needed to?
We've never done that before, so we're setting new ground right now.
Love it.
I'm going to say, yes, we can try it. Your new roll DC that you've been rolling has been 12.
Okay.
So if you roll under 12, you become Bort. If you roll over 12, you remain Flint.
Okay.
So give me a little narrative of Flint Bort in the talk to transition and see what happens here.
Yeah, as Flint's running towards that door, he knows Bort's got some skills, so he has a little thought bubble above his head. So, Bort, you ready to take over here for a second? I got an idea. What do you have in mind? Well, you got that that skill where you can kind of almost disappear, if I remember correctly. You take that step into the ethereal. Yeah,
yeah. You think that's gonna be helpful right now?
Yeah, I'm thinking we're gonna need a little fun voodoo to take care of these guys. So I'm gonna roll. Okay, I rolled a nat 20, so I guess I stay as Flint.
You are Flint.
Oh. Yeah.
Poor time to roll a nat 20.
A yeah. super confident version of yourself?
I guess.
Like a no, buddy, you're right, I got this.
I guess. Okay, I'm gonna throw my dwarven thrower at the red wizard that's still outside the doors.
Sure.
Because
he's
can't
running
get
back
close
to
enough.
You, so you got advantage on this roll.
Okay. Well, the first one's an 18, but you never know. I might get that crit again. Rolled it under my computer. No. So, okay. So this first one is a 28.
Yeah.
You mean that almost 30?
Don't want to assume. Yeah. I got to make sure.
That's fair.
We're so fucked if that didn't hit.
Right? So that's 10 damage.
I'm assuming Flint is, like, talking out loud.
Oh, yeah, no, he's just a straight-up crazy person.
No, that's good. That's good. That's good stuff. So you two, you see Flint, like, book it. Like, he's running like there's no tomorrow. And you hear him grumbling as he's running away. And then he stops, and he has a bit of a confused, like, that should have worked better. And then he throws his hammer and hits the red wizard in the back. And it recoils and comes back to him as the red wizard is propelled forward closer to the door. He's now about 25 feet from the door.
Should have tried to take out his feet. Sorry, guys.
It is the remaining red wizard's turn, and he runs through the doors as they slam shut. And you hear yelling. Well, probably mostly Flint, because you're closer. You hear yelling from inside. What was a fairly bright light coming through some of the windows, it gets brighter. And the dragons in the air and off in the distance, they roar incredibly loud.
Some of the music in today's episode is by Kevin MacLeod of incompetech.filmmusic.io and Scott Buckley at scottbuckley.com.au. Sound effects can be found at boomlibrary.com and at sirenscape.com.
Is she chewing on a plastic bag?
I don't know. Paisley, are you chewing on a plastic bag? She didn't answer.
Okay.
Welcome to our new podcast. Is Paisley chewing on a plastic bag?
My rolls have been
great. Oh, she just vomited. Mother.
Okay, please, don't eat it. Don't eat it. Don't eat it. Don't eat it. Don't eat it.
I just put my foot in it.
Don't eat it. Hey, other things you put your foot in.
I'm stopping the patron recording. Hold on.
It's the things that we're putting our feet in. Oh, my God.
Come, Paisley. Why? Come here.
I can't believe something else happened with the foot getting put in something.
I know. It's amazing. We, like, teed it up so well. Oh, poor Russ.
Oh, it's horrible. That's worse than water.
Yep.
In a
that is 100%
foot.
Worse
Vomit.
Than water.
Worse.
I guess I do both voices, don't I? All right, yep. I'm just going to talk to myself here for a sec. Hang on.
Welcome to the club.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Mount Absalom. A community, a heritage, a home. The green jewel in the majestic crown of Ohio, For 200 years, Mount Absalom has been a place to play.
N32.
Bingo!
A place to learn.
For in thy green and growing arms, we have everything we need.
All right. Now let's get out our math homework.
A place to work.
Here at the Celery Bottling Works, we produce over 2,000 bottles of celery soda every day.
A place to raise a family.
It's a girl.
It's a place of history.
And here we have the barrel of whiskey that Confederate soldiers stole from Mount Absalom patriot Amelia Pleasance during Morgan's raid.
And of course, a place of celery.
201st Celery Festival, I dub thee open!
Mount Absalom is the perfect place for making memories. For making memories. For making memories. For making memories. For making memories.
Make your memories with us. Make your memories here. In Absalom.
Paid for by the Delphic Order of Mount Absalom and Celeric Bottling Works. Refreshing Celeric Soda and Diet Celeric Soda.
Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at unwellpodcast.com.